Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando. I'm bringing you this mini episode live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. How are you all doing out there? I hope you're doing well. As I said, it is going to be a mini episode. I wanted to get something up here in between episodes, of course. I got a lot of great feedback from my last episode, number 102, talking to Mr. Matt Calvert, the man behind Calvert Comics. A lot of people liked that one, and I'm glad because I thought it was a really good episode, a very unique episode, and I'm glad a lot of people liked it. I have a couple more coming up here real soon that I'm very excited for, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. I'm going to leave it a secret. But I think that these guests that are coming up are going to be really good, and I hope that you enjoy them. So when those drop, let me know that you like them. And in fact, you know, let's talk about it here. I'm on a big push now where I'm having a lot of people visit pvdcast.com. I'm having a lot of people hit me up on Google Play or on iTunes or on Stitcher or on SoundCloud. So a lot of people are getting this podcast through a variety of different means. And what I want to mention is when you do that, please rate, please review, please subscribe, please tell people that you enjoy the PVD Cast. That helps me out so much because that algorithm, that the statistics that those particular outlets use are incredibly important to me. And if they're, you know, if they help me out, then they help out this podcast, and that, my friends, is a good thing. So please do that if you get the opportunity to. So let's talk a little bit about just a couple of things that have been going on here in the life of yours truly. This past week, I have had the opportunity to go to two very good concerts. I do like music a lot. And I haven't been to a concert in a while, actually. So to have two in one week is very interesting. And I'd like to talk about those two concerts. On Tuesday, I went to the downtown Columbus area, right near Nationwide Arena, to Express Live. That venue used to be called Promo West Pavilion, the LC, but now it's called Express Live. And I saw a band that I really like. I saw them 2 years ago, and I was blown away by their performance. I have enjoyed every EP or disc that they have put out, and they just dropped a new one called 3. Of course, I'm talking about Phantogram. I went down there Tuesday night to see them perform, and again, they did not disappoint. I mean, it is just an amazing show that band puts on. I think that Sarah Barthel is one incredibly sexy front woman of a band. And just overall, great show. I really, really enjoyed it. I think the only thing that I could say that was one very, very minor little item was it seemed like I was getting bumped into a lot though during Phantogram, and I wasn't like down in a mosh pit area. It just seemed that there was a couple groups of people that just kept walking back and forth in front of me and kept running into me, and I'm like, come on, man, you know, maybe that's always happened and I just haven't noticed it because I was younger and more full of, you know, vigor and maybe a I could care less attitude, but maybe because I'm getting older, I'm like, I don't like that crap. But besides that, though, Phantogram, phenomenal and thoroughly enjoyed it. I will definitely see them anytime I can. They do a heck of a great job. And I like the new CD, 3, which I picked up last weekend. It's really good. Of course, it's got the big hit single right now that you hear maybe on the radio, You Don't Get Me High Anymore, which is a great song. But from top to bottom, that CD is really good as well. Then on Wednesday night, I went back down to the Arena District to the A&R Music Bar to see the band Bare Hands. I'm going to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of Bare Hands. Not like I'm a fan of Phantogram or Public Enemy. But I do like their songs. I do like the singles that they put out. And my friend happened to get free tickets, and his wife could not go, so he said, do you want to go, John? And I'm like, sure, man. I will say that I was very, very, very entertained by Bare Hands. I think that they did an awesome job. I thought that they were very enthusiastic to be here in Columbus. They didn't do an encore, but that's not a bad thing. They took a little extra time to set up, and they basically just stated, hey, this is the part of the show where we would leave and we would do the encore, but we're just going to give you two more songs to be done. So I kind of appreciate that. I kind of do. But if I'm, I guess if I'm going to gripe about another thing, and this was something I noticed Wednesday, I still marvel at the fact that at a concert where you have a live musical performance going on in front of you, that some people can't put their damn phones away and just enjoy the music. And then there was a guy standing next to me that I swear to God, in like 20 minutes of listening to Bare Hands, he's checked Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter like 13 times. How do you enjoy a musical performance? How do you enjoy a band when you're constantly got your nose stuck in your phone? Christ, man. Like, I get it if you take it out and you want to take a picture or a video, okay? But, dude, this guy was like all constantly checking in. I'm like, ah, you're not that popular, dude. I hate to tell you. But anyways, I digress. So there you go. Those were the two concerts I hit up this week, Fanagram and Bare Hands. Both of them very good shows, and I was glad to go. So, all right, let's hit some wrestling news real quick. I don't have a lot, but just a couple of things. As I said, it's a mini episode, so I'm going to keep it kind of short and to the point. It appears that Lucha Underground is going to do a live show. I believe it is Sunday at the Arizona State Fair. I think that's pretty interesting that Lucha Underground is going to go out on the road to do a show. Hey, let's be honest, there's a lot of really bad negative things coming out of the TNA camp, so which I'll talk about in a minute. So maybe it's a good thing that we have another alternative for professional wrestling getting out there and doing something new and doing something cool. So they mentioned that all their stars are going to be there. Vampiro, Mil Mertes, Johnny Mundo, Sexy Sky, I think they're all going to be there. I don't remember what some of the matches were. They only had two listed, but still nonetheless cool to see that Lucha Underground hitting the road. Maybe they'll start touring some more West Coast dates. Who knows? Well, let's talk about it, as I just kind of referred to it. It appears that TNA is having a lot of problems internally, and I hate to really see this happen. While I have not seen TNA in probably a year and a half, as a matter of fact, they were still on Destination America. This was the last time that I watched an episode of TNA. I still feel bad. You know, I read some negative things about the product. I read some good things about the product. I mean, they got a pretty good roster. I mean, EC3, they got Drew Galloway, Michael Bennett, they got Moose, on top of all the other people that they have. They have a pretty talented roster, but unfortunately, apparently, management's a mess. They were attempting to sell the company to Billy Corgan. There were some problems with money issues and whatnot. Now some debtors are coming saying that they want their money, and I hope that TNA does not go out of business, but it's not looking too promising, folks. And I say that because, look, we all need to have variety in our lives. I don't care if you're talking about restaurants, I don't care if you're talking about movie theaters, I don't care, whatever you're talking about, we need to have a variety. You can't have a monopoly. And wow, the WWE right now is doing a lot of things really, really well. They're giving us what we want in terms of new faces on their main product, bringing in big name indie talent at NXT, no matter what it is. I mean, the WWE is doing a lot of things good, but you still need different things in professional wrestling. You know, there needs to be a little bit of everything for everyone, like a Baskin Robbins, which, by the way, do those still exist? I don't even know. Okay, like a Baskin Robbins, you have a lot of different flavors of ice cream. You need that in professional wrestling. So I hope the TNA gets their stuff straightened out. I hope that they get back on track and provide the wrestling fans with another alternative. Okay, speaking of NXT, apparently, and I have not watched NXT this week, but Roderick Strong showed up in NXT. He was tagged with his old tag team partner from Ring of Honor, Austin Aries, and they participated in the Dusty Rhodes Memorial Tag Team Tournament. So there you go, as I mentioned it, bringing another indie talent to NXT. Apparently the WWE is very, very high on Roderick Strong. So, you know, and let's be honest, you know, I think that Roderick Strong has done everything he could do in Ring of Honor. So maybe he needs to go and try some new ventures. So there you have it. Roderick Strong, Austin Aries back together in NXT. Be interesting to see what the NXT management does with Roderick Strong. Okay, and last but not least, apparently Paige has had neck surgery. for those that are a little bit clueless, There's been an ongoing problem with Paige in the WWE, as many of you probably know. Alberto Del Rio, her boyfriend, was suspended for a violation of the WWE wellness policy. She was also suspended. During the time of their suspension, Paige did not show up for another test and therefore was suspended even longer. She has claimed that she has been injured and needs to have neck surgery. The WWE claims that that's not accurate because they have no record of it. And so that if she wanted to have neck surgery, she would have to pay for it herself. Oh, by the way, she also got engaged to Alberto Del Rio in Puerto Rico. So it's been a crazy few weeks for Paige. But apparently, according to Twitter, she had neck surgery and she is going on home to rest and recover. No word on if she had to pay for the neck surgery or not. That is what really, I'm going to be honest, that's what I want to know. Who had to foot the bill for that? So, anyways, I don't know. That Paige and Alberto Del Rio situation is a little bit of a, I think, is a powder keg waiting to explode. So, I mean, I hope that nothing bad happens. I hope all the best for those two. But, I don't know. I get a vibe on that. That there's something not totally on the up and up, so to speak. And I don't know what that is. I don't know. Those two probably, obviously, they love each other in that. But there's something a little bit weird there. I personally, I'll give you my opinion. I think this is all a ploy to get out of a WWE deal. I think that's what Paige is trying to do, personally. I think that she's under contract, I think, for another couple more years. He's unhappy. He wants to leave and did leave. So I think that's what this whole, you know, suspension, neck surgery, I think this is all an angle to try to get out of the continuing deal, and maybe move on to greener pastures. I don't know, but... All right, we're getting up to about 12 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, as it's a mini episode, I'm going to roll right into it. Let's talk about Orlando Brave. That's right. It's the time of the podcast where I tell you about something that I think is cool, something I think is unique, something I think you should check out. And for this mini episode of the PVD Cast, my fave is the new season of The Flash. I've liked The Flash since it started. I think it, quite frankly, is the best comic book and superhero television show going today. I really do. I was interested to see how they did this season because there were some time travel issues, so to speak, in last season. And man, these three episodes that I've seen so far, and I still have to watch this past Tuesdays, I have been very impressed, and what I've been most impressed about has been the humanity that they gave Barry Allen in the first episode, and I don't want to ruin too much for those that are still waiting to watch it, but I like the humanity that they gave him in regards to the fact that he was very torn between the choices he had made, and I further enjoy that in episode 2, etc., that there have been repercussions to messing with the timeline, and I think that in a lot of superhero stories, whether it's in comic book form or in television shows or in movies, oftentimes you can manipulate time and it's no big deal. Or if you mess something up, you just go back and it's a simple fix. Well, it seems in The Flash that that's not going to be possible, that you have done irreparable damage to the timeline, into history and whatnot, and that Barry Allen's not going to be able to have a simple fix and boom, it's all back to normal. So I really dig that. So that's my fave for this mini episode, is the current season of The Flash. So if you agree with me that you love the current season of The Flash or anything else that I've mentioned on this episode, feel free to let me know. You could shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email. You can also tweet me @PVDMVP. The Instagram is still, I'm still on the fence whether I'm doing it or not, but what the heck, it's out there, so PVDMVP is the username there. Send me a request and I'll add you. Given all the security problems I've had, I haven't unlocked that account just yet, because I'm on the fence whether I'm doing with it. But for right now, Instagram is still available. PVDMVP is the username. As I mentioned before, there's 5 different ways to get this podcast. PVDcast.com. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, tell several people, actually. And if you're in the Columbus area, you got to take a look around, because I've been dropping off postcards with all the information for the PVDcast. Look for them. I dropped some off at the Laughing Ogre, Drops them off at the World's Greatest Comics here in Westerville, Fitness 19 in Westerville. Just look around. You never know where they're going to be popping up. And if you like one, grab one. And if you already know about this podcast and you grab one, hell, go give it to somebody else. All right. With that being said, I'm going to get going here, so I will chat at each and every one of you later.